So, a quick podcast about the release of the Really Simple package today. I could have released it last week or even last month, or I wasn't sure at what point I should release it because it's part of a much bigger piece of software that I'm working on. I have built stuff on top of this, but my goal is, for at least for most of the stuff that I create this year, is that it's going to be open source and people will be able to build off of it in any number of different ways. That what I'm doing is building a full application made up of building blocks that can be reused in other environments. And this is based on lots of years of experience of creating internal development systems with this basic goal in mind. But the difference is now is that I'm taking the time that I need, not rushing through these things, doing it carefully, as if this were the last time I was ever going to do it. Because not only that, I mean, I've always had that as a goal. You know, go back to when I was in my 20s or 30s, I was definitely always trying to do things for the last time and actually succeeded in a fairly large way. You know, I spent personally maybe about 4 years working on Frontier. And then I spent over 30 years using it. I mean, my goal in doing it, at least partially, was to create the development environment I wanted to use for the rest of my life. And that was, I put that kind of effort into it. And it didn't turn out to be the development environment I'm going to use for the rest of my life. I'm still here, and I'm now doing most of my development. I'm still using Frontier for writing the code because I've got really good, you know, support there in tools that work really well for me. And they haven't been ported yet to Dremor, or fully ported yet to Dremor. They're going to be. And at that point, once those tools are ported, then I will not be using Frontier at all. But, you know, 30 years ain't bad, right? Who can say that they got to use a development environment that was designed specifically for them for that big a chunk of time? And I do miss it. It's like, but anyway, I don't want to dwell on that. Really Simple is a package that you give it the URL of a feed, and it can be RSS, any version of RSS, or it could be Atom or RDF. Distinguishing the RDF version, saying that it's a different format, it needs to be treated differently. This app understands, app is the wrong word, package is the right word, understands them because it uses the feed parser package from Dan McTough, which is a underlying base technology for anybody doing RSS work in Node.js, which I am doing. But this has a much simpler API and a very carefully designed structure that it returns. And there is no, how to put it, it's consistent. No matter what kind of feed you give it, it's going to produce the same structure. So the code that runs on top of Really Simple, it just works. It uses the Really Simple layer that the JavaScript structure that it produces, you use that, not the raw data of an RSS feed. And as an interesting side effect of this, it might be kind of interesting just to, I mean, since, you know, JavaScript objects can be serialized by saying, you know, JSON.stringify, might be kind of interesting. You could maybe just throw some of these things around on the net. Just an idea out there. I put it out today, though, because I spent the first part of today trying to get Jack Dorsey to stop making a joke out of the name of the World Wide Web. I did have a fairly extensive private DM chat with him earlier today. His first thing he said was that the use of the term Web 5 is a joke. And I thought, man, how far away are we from each other? I mean, I don't see it. Even if he, I mean, I could never in a million years have guessed that they thought it was a joke. It looked dead serious to me. And considering that, Andreessen, A16Z, whatever you call them, they were doing this Web 3 thing, which is just pure garbage. Can't give it any, I mean, it's just like unbelievable what they're doing. And he's coming out and he's going to be better than that. And they're all going to be better than the web. Yeah, that's like really saying a lot. That's like saying I'm going to be Babe Ruth. I'm going to be a baseball player. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm not even going to be like just a really good baseball player. I'm going to be the best baseball player ever. Because the web really is the environment that we use. It's a response. The web was a response to the very kind of behavior these people are doing. They're too young to know that, I guess. And nobody's really written the history of this shit. But the web was a reaction to this exact kind of shit. It's really amazing. Anyway, so I decided, well, I've got this really nasty taste in my mouth now because, you know, oh, by the way, in the conversation we had, well, you know, he's got all the right ideas. You know, he's a really smart guy, Jack Dorsey. He's making a joke because I don't think he gets how serious this is. And actually, I did say this to him, not like talking behind his back or anything, but his trust has gone down a lot in the last few months. I didn't know whether I trusted him or not before any of this shit happened with Elon Musk, but because I don't know him that well, and I watch his behavior, and it's just simply I don't know. He has a good talk, and maybe he really does care about the things that he says he cares about. But on the other hand, Twitter has kind of rolled over a lot of really good stuff and locked it all up inside of a company that really doesn't know what it's doing. I mean, it's sort of like you take all this really good stuff and you take it over, and then you don't know what to do with it. It's like, maybe you should have figured that part out before you took it over. Anyway, I can forgive him for that. I understand. You know, whatever. That part's not a problem. I just don't know if I can trust him. And then this stuff with Elon Musk, it's like, no. That was a very bad thing that happened there. And hopefully it'll be over soon. And then we, as people who have built a lot on Twitter and really care about Twitter, gather he doesn't anymore, but really would like to not see it go to waste. So one of the things I said to him is like, hey, why don't we just use the Twitter API? And his answer was, well, because it's a big corporate thing. We, you know, don't want to do that. I thought, well, okay, he's smart, but why isn't he seeing that it doesn't have to be a big corporate thing? It's an API. It's like all the people who have copied the S3, Amazon S3 API, it's become a standard now, as it should be. It means when you get a million people doing something one way, you don't want to invent a new way to do it. That's dumb. That's wasting all of this interop, and it won't work. That's the other thing. It's like people go, why didn't you just do it so that like I don't have to change anything? I mean, it's not even possible to have that discussion with the so-called Web 3 people because they're not at that stage. They can't have a conversation with a developer because there's nothing to talk about, because there's nothing there. There's only a little bit more there, apparently, with what Dorsey is doing. But I wanted to put out a release, and here it was, really simple package, was ready to go, basically. I don't expect anything great's going to happen from the release. I think that might happen later, when the things that run on top of it start becoming clear what they are. Then we'll want to, I mean, I really want to get really simple, very tuned up, so that it can handle the most content that we can without having to make it like really crazy through its API. I want to keep the API absolutely, like it says, really simple. I mean, how can you call something really simple and then let it get horribly complex? just won't work, right? And I wanted to say to Jack and everybody else is, look, what you really want, first problem with the thing they came out with is that they're calling it Web 5, and I'm not going to look at it until they take that off of it. I have to insist on that. I'm not just going to look the other way. I'm not just going to say, okay, it's a joke, because I don't get it. I don't see how it's a joke. It's only a joke if you think you and Mark Andreessen are the only two people in the world that matter. Oh, maybe Elon Musk and Larry Ellison. Let's throw them in there too, right? And by the way, I could go on, Zuckerberg. I mean, they've got a nice little club. They're all worth lots of money. But you know what? Their ideas aren't that good. Sorry. You want to get developers to work with you, you got to come at us a different way and make it fucking simple. And I said this to him. I said, you know, when you're ready, okay, what I would like to see is some working code, or at least a demonstration of what will at some point be working code. Don't want to read any specs. I don't want to read any white papers. I don't want to read any jokes or any like marketing whatever, positioning and, you know, chest beating. What I want to know is, and he said, you should look at the technology. Where? I'm sorry. There's a lot of crap you have to wade through to find that supposed technology. And all the while, you have to be dealing with the fact that they're making a joke about the web. No. By the way, I should mention, it isn't just about Andreessen and Dorsey. You know, there is a company out there that thinks they own the web, guys. And they have a good case on that one. It's called Google. Those guys have very quietly been strangling the web. And quietly in that, I don't know, people like you don't seem to notice it. And the journalists certainly don't seem to notice it. They're just going ahead and do whatever they want with the web because nobody gives a shit, right? It's like, oh, they own it. So maybe they're having a good laugh there in Cupertino they're in Mountain View, right? That's the other one. They're thinking, buddy, you see what these billionaires, see what they're doing? They're just squeezing a few more dollars out of the carcass. Trying to make it a carcass. And so they can squeeze a few more bucks out of it and then whatever. I don't really believe Dorsey's doing that, but I think that, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know why he's doing it. This is part of the problem. You know, if I do something like this, I got to say, I hope it's completely transparent. It's because I really would like people to work together. And I think RSS got us somewhere as far as that's concerned. And it was left in a really mess. It was total. People were just dumping on it every which way. And, you know, at the core of it is still a really good thing. And there is a lot of interrupt going on in there. And so, look, you know, I call it the 20-year review for RSS 2.0. Let's think of it that way. It's a review. It's like if you were an employee and you worked for a company for 20 years, and all the 20 years, you never got a review. You never got an opportunity to get a pay raise or promotion. And RSS is sitting with all this crap and TP flying off of it and broken things here and the crater left by Google Reader and all this shit. It's just like, it's still working. It needs somebody to love it. And really, I swear to God, that's all I want to do here, okay? I'd like to have people this time maybe not get in the way, not make it harder, and not throw more junk in the middle of it, you know? I mean, maybe in the intervening 20 years, some of us have matured a little. And, you know, maybe we could, whatever. I have hopes. In any case, I think anybody that comes along and says, well, you know, Dave needs to get out of the way so we can do what we need to do, which God knows I heard that plenty of times. If anybody comes along with that, I'd say, well, you know, you had your chance, like 20 years worth. You didn't do it then. It's really weird that you're saying you need to do it now, right? I think we'll just laugh with anybody. Hopefully, they'll laugh too. That will be a joke. Yeah, you need it. If anybody from Dorsey's deal is listening, what I would suggest that you do is if at the core of this is there is actually a simple idea for us to understand that doesn't look like you're trying to take over the world and tell everybody what the web is going to be and all this shit, because you don't get to say that, and I don't give a shit whether you think you do or not, because you don't, okay? But if you could just, like, put up a GitHub project, you know, a repository that has some working code in it that explains your idea, and not a lot of it, and try to keep it simple. Don't use, like, really, you know, when it's CoffeeScript, this was the best thing. I was trying to learn how to program early days when I was just starting to use JavaScript. I really do have to go. I wanted to make some stuff that worked with Dropbox because they had an API, and I loved what they were doing. I thought it was really great. And I go look at their sample code, and it's written in CoffeeScript. I go, what the fuck are they doing? Why didn't they just make it JavaScript? I don't know CoffeeScript. So would you mind just make it plain old straight JavaScript? And don't use any fancy shit. Go for clarity and simplicity. And get rid of the Web 5 bullshit, and then let's do something, okay? All right, that's all I have to say. Thanks for listening. Oh, and take a look at Really Simple, you know, the Really Simple package if you're one of those people that does this shit. And get ready for some more stuff, because there will be more stuff. Okay, bye.